KVJ Cuts.
Big, big, big premiere news we got for you. There's some shows that are dropping today, like Hack Season 3 on Max. Welcome to Wrexham. Another season is back on that as well. And then on Sunday, they're dropping that Roast of Tom Brady on Netflix. Many things to watch, and you're not going to get it immediately, but very soon you're going to be able to see our very own Virginia on national network television on a TV show that, if you listen closely, Jay Bird already let you know what it was going to be. Yeah, he said the name pretty much out loud for anybody who was really paying attention.
Right after I asked him, I said, hey, dude, please, just whatever you do, I know you watch this show. I know you like this show. We both like this show. Don't say the name of the show because they don't want me to talk about it yet. Was it right before I went on it? It might have been right before.
It was.
It's January.
We're trying to find the clip. I mean, I didn't do it on purpose.
No,
no.
I was so excited for you.
You were so excited, and you were so sweet, and it was not meant to be mean. But tell Denny's it was probably like the end of January, like maybe like the 29th.
Yes, he's going through the 7,000 hours of audio that we have. It's, he'll find it. He will.
But he might find it like on Tuesday of next week.
If you missed Jay Bird's initial announcement, Virginia's going to be on Bar Rescue.
That's why I said, shut it down!
Shut it down!
That's his big catchphrase. Me and Denny's are huge fans of this show, especially when we got fired at our old station.
Yeah.
We would watch bulks of Bar Rescue. They would always run marathons of it.
Well, John Taffer is the guy that does it, and he is such a character.
He is.
He makes the show so awesome, and I gotta tell you, meeting him in real life, he was just as awesome in person as he is
That's
on the
cool.
show, and I would not say that if it wasn't true. I would tell y'all, he was kind of a douche. If he was a douche, I would say he was a douche.
The editing is your classic reality show, fast-paced editing. There always is an owner who's drinking away the profits, giving away the drinks, not making the money, and John Taffer will secretly watch him from a car, and once he has enough, he gets out of the car and says, shut it down!
He's also got cameras in the kitchen so he can see what the cooks are doing, and I don't want to blow anything, but he saw something he did not like on my episode, and I got to see it in full 3D, baby. He went off.
So there's plenty of drama. Now, this is one episode that you're going to be in.
Just one episode.
Okay.
It's season 9 right now, so that kind of tells you how well this show is done.
Yeah.
They're still doing it, and I think they're spending more money now. The budget's gone up.
Well, it's a fascinating concept. It really is. The bar biz is really tough. The margins are so small that there's always just something. When I find a bar that I love, I almost can't put a finger on. There's just some secret sauce, something in the mix about it that just makes it amazing.
There's even another layer we can't really talk about. She even got me a spot on the show, and then after I was booked to do it.
Yeah,
he had to bail.
That's
a whole thing we can't even talk about.
Virginia set me up for a really tough situation.
Okay.
I didn't realize when we were in it. I was just so excited because I wanted to get you on the show too. But yes, I was putting you into a bad situation where you would have looked bad, we bailed.
Okay,
which
you got him out.
It was nobody's fault.
But the cool thing was though, there was a chance of me being on it as well. It just
I
didn't
tried.
Work out. I know she tried.
I really wanted you on it because I believe all of us are just crazy enough for this show.
Did you drop any famous line? What was your attitude like on Bar Rescue, Virginia? What are we going to see coming up? And by the way, it's going to be on Paramount, 10 p.m. on June 16th.
You dialed up the sass, didn't you?
I did. Well, here's the thing. They know what to do. So when they go into a market, and you know, it was Treasure Coast, I'll say that.
Okay.
When they go into a market, they look for local radio people, and they look for sassy personalities, and they must have done a little homework, and they found me, and they reached out to me because they knew if they put me in that scenario, I'm going to be judgy. I'm going to be lippy. I can't help myself. I love going out to eat. I love going out to drink. I'm like the perfect lippy idiot who's going to go on this show and be bitchy.
My favorite is when John Taffer's trying to help them. He's trying to, you know, put them through the tough love.
Yeah.
Go through the, you know, the changes, and there's resistance from the owner, and then that's where some more drama. And I've noticed it ramp up each season with the drama, and I wonder, yeah, do they deliberately put situations?
Oh yeah, no doubt.
The kind of person that he features, and they have figured out. I watched it all happen. It is an orchestrated dance behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
This is no small production. The kind of bar and restaurant owner they want is a person with no experience in the industry,
yeah,
a person who always thought it would be so much fun to have, yeah, a bar or restaurant, but really doesn't understand what it takes to have a bar or restaurant.
Yep.
So when you have that person, and they're sweet, they're usually lovely with a great story, and the bar that I did for my episode is all of these things.
So you're trying to say I'm going to be on season 11?
Kevin's Sports Bar will be on season 11.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, it really highlights how not everybody can run a restaurant, and it, yeah, is a lot harder than it looks from the outside.
Absolutely.
He's just a big character, yeah, and he's just funny to
he's
watch.
He's charming in person, y'all, because me and my girlfriend Franny did it together, my same girlfriend that I brought to Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
She knows the restaurant industry better than me, so she was perfect as well. And we both got sassy.
Oh, do you have any line that you remember? Was anything fed to you? Do you feel like it was scripted
Not
to any degree?
Not a single line was fed to me.
Okay.
Nothing was scripted.
Uh-huh.
They didn't even really give us a lot of description on the menu of what the food was going to be.
Okay.
I mean, they really wanted us to improv it, and we did.
Wow. It would be interesting to see your take on it after you see it fully edited.
I'm scared to see myself and what a bitch I was.
That good, huh?
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, it's really probably not anything different that we see every day here.
Right.
No, yeah. I was way worse.
You don't ever come into this show with that worry.
You were worse.
I was
That's
definitely.
That's kind of scary. She's worse than here.
Way worse. Because
wow,
they wanted it, so I gave it to
you
them.
You gave it to them.
Oh, she keeps it real.
You guys don't want it.
I don't know if you knew that, Kev, but she keeps it real.
Yeah, oh, I know she does. That is going to be Bar Rescue on Paramount, June 16th, 10 p.m. You'll be able to see Virginia. We'll, of course, remind you before that show drops.
I'm very happy for you and jealous.
I am so happy that I got to do it, and I want you to do it, too. I'm going to reach back out to those producers and try to make it happen for you again because they love filming in South Florida. There's an endless supply of places that need rescuing.
No doubt, yeah. Just tell us the place where you're going to have the watch party, Virginia.
I don't know if I'm gonna, because I don't know if I can watch this with people.
Oh, that's a good punishment. We should really make you watch this with people. Would you know you do some cringy stuff? It's tough to watch.
Then you have to answer for your behavior.
I hope I never run into the owner of that restaurant.
Oh, that's what we need. We need you watching it with him.
If
and then
I ever
he gets to
see
make
him
comments
out
back to you.
In the wild.
We gotta get him on the air and let him have his say.
Okay.
Oh, he was so sweet and so kind, and I'm not.
People are sweet till they're not.
Yeah. Wait till he sees this episode, Virginia. He may change his tune.
He's going to want to kill me.
Good.
Add him to the list.
Yeah.
KVJ.
Well, it looks like we have the audio of Jay Bird dropping on our after the show that I was just mentioning. He wasn't supposed to say anything about what show Virginia was going to be on coming up. And he let it slip that it was Bar Rescue, and we had hoped that nobody had caught it. Now, thankfully, it wasn't on the broadcast show. It was on the podcast.
Yeah, so we talk differently on the podcast than we do on the broadcast show.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear, you know, bad words that are bleeped out, this is not the regular radio show.
I do want to say I instantly felt awful, and you can almost hear it.
You did.
In my silence.
And I really probably was too mean to you, but...
Virginia says, all you have to do is not mention the name of the show.
Yes.
That's it. Just don't say the name of the show. Don't say John Taffer. Don't say Bar Rescue.
I just was so excited.
I hear you, yeah.
Okay. To set up the clip, you guys were talking, we were coming off a secrets bit, and we were telling secrets, and then Virginia goes, oh, I got a good secret, and goes into it. And so I left a little bit of the front end, just so you can hear the awkwardness hit.
Oh, it's so good. Whatever, you're just jealous, because I'm going to be on national TV.
I do know the details. I will say, yeah, me and Denny's, we like the thing she's doing.
The show?
Yes.
Yeah,
I
know it too. It's going to be really cool.
It's going to be fun. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm giddy.
It's a cool show. It's a great concept. So.
And it's a show people are going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we're going to get KVJ credit.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
We think that.
We hope so. Well, yeah, I have been reiterating, just please call me Virginia from the KVJ show. Virginia? KVJ.
Oh, cool. You're already going in with demands. I'm going to love you. Bar, rescue me from this witch.
That would be the comment. Bar, rescue me from this witch.
I was trying
and
to
make then, a, he was making a quip.
I was making a quip.
The silence
joke.
That you hear is me realizing what he just said.
And then Jason puts his head down and starts...
That's me banging my head
onto the table.
Because I knew I blew it.
The one thing I said don't do. Don't say the name of the show.
And I did it because I was trying to be cute. Trying to have a little, you make little a zinger little in quip. There.
Yeah. Making jokes, trying to be cuter than you are.
Mm-hmm. Here's the rest of the audio from the after the show. He's good. Yeah. He's good with secrets.
Why do we do these
things?
You gotta edit that out.
Okay, we will.
It will be. Oh,
damn it.
Dude, I'm so... Sorry, God.
I was like, maybe we'll just forget that came out.
But. Well, she was coming in at me.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Some people didn't fully get it. So. Yeah.
Most people didn't get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Most people didn't get it.
We'll be all right.
Virginia doesn't talk that whole time.
Well, because I think at this point they're not going to let me be on this show.
Yeah, it's over.
And I was so excited to go
the
on the show.
Yeah.
Rambles, Pennington. It's going to be. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
It's, nobody saw it.
Oh yeah. My gosh! I can't believe I did this.
Okay. Now it looks like you made it. You are free and clear to talk about an Al Virginia Bar Rescue, Paramount, June 16th, 10 p.m. And we'll try to get as much parts from that show as we can. You were just in there as one of the patrons of
yes.
the place to lay comments on the menu and how things were going.
It's a Sunday night, so we could do a watch party.
Okay.
I love it.
But something 10 p.m.
I know.
Come on.
Oh, it's so late.
Are you a witch or are you a witch? Let's do this thing.